Is it permitted to daven mincha after sunset, after shkia? So this is a well-known debated question, with some people saying it's absolutely forbidden. You have to daven mincha before shkia, and those who do so are peishim. They're being negligent against halacha. You have others say, what are you talking about? It's not a problem. You can daven until nighttime. Some say initially you have to daven before shkia, but if you didn't, then you can still daven till night. So as many issues of halacha that we hear, various opinions from people, let us analyze this law and find out what do the Torah books, the Svarim, the Paiskim have to say about the subject, and which side of this argument is correct and which side is not. So it all begins with the Mishnah in Maseches Brachos Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph, in which we have a famous dispute between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda regarding the times of davening. In the Mishnah, the Chachamim say that one may daven mincha until erev, until evening. Rabbi Yehuda says one may only daven mincha until plaga mincha, which is an hour and a quarter of an hour prior to sunset. Both of these opinions are recorded in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Mechaber, chapter 233, and we actually do not have a final ruling. There is no arbitration. And therefore, in previous generations, many Yidden did like one opinion, many Yidden did like another opinion. Although practically today, the widespread custom is, in majority of communities, unless it's a time of need, to follow the approach of the Chachamim, that you can daven mincha until erev, until evening. And Meir only begins after evening. Regarding the question if one can daven Meir before evening, that is subject to a different discussion, which in Meretz Hashem we will cover in a future halacha. Back to our point. Now that we've established that the custom is, like the opinion of Chachamim, to daven mincha till evening, what is the definition of evening? Is it sunset or is it nighttime? On this question will fall the answer of our debate that we mentioned earlier. So in truth, the definition of Erev in the Mishnah is a machlokes in Rishonim. We have one long list of Rishonim who adamantly claim that Erev means sunset, and past sunset, according to everyone, both Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, Mincha is over. You may no longer daven Mincha. You have to daven Ma'ariv twice, just like someone who missed Shachris, or someone who missed Ma'ariv, or someone who didn't daven Mincha at all. So to hear, if you already passed sunset and still did not pray the Mincha prayer, it is lost. You have to daven Tashlumin after Ma'ariv. Who rules this way? So is the implied opinion of the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, chapter 3, halacha 4, who states you can daven Mincha until sunset. So writes explicitly Talmid Rabbeinu Yoina on the Rif in Maseches Brachos. He writes as follows: do not interpret evening in the Mishnah to mean until nightfall, but rather it means until Shkia. So writes also the Shiltei Agiberim on the Mordechi, the Knesset Sagdeilu, Lechem Chamudis, the Levush, the Gra, and in Maisa Rav as well. This is unlike the Bir HaGra in chapter 233. So it's also brought down in the Prima Gadim in 233 Eshel Avram 7, that one can only daven Mincha Til Shkia, as in Tiltzeis Gechavim it's difficult to allow. This contradicts a different ruling in the Prima Gadim in another area, as we will mention. However, not everyone agrees to this approach. We find just as long, if not a longer, list of Rishonim who state Erev means night, and therefore it's permitted to daven Mincha according to Chachamim, which is how we rule, until Tzeis HaKichavim, until nighttime, even initially, as the time of Mincha extends till that time. And there's no reason, according to this approach, to daven specifically before sunset. So is the implied opinion of the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, who writes not Erev, but writes Laila, which implies Tzeis HaKichavim. As write all the Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch, that so is the implied opinion of the Mechaber. Even if someone wanted to question whether this is true or not, the Ramah writes it explicitly and says that if one davens Mincha till nighttime, which is until Tzeis HaKichavim, he is Yaitse. And there, the Ramah was going even according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, certainly according to Chachamim, even initially would be assumed that according to the Ramah, one may daven until Tzeis HaKichavim, and so famously ruled the Shagas Aryeh. As we mentioned, the Prima Gadim and other sources mentioned you can daven until Tzeis HaKichavim. And thus, bottom line, even in the Achreinim, we find a debate of which Rishonim to rule like. The Aruch HaShulchan and Mishnah Berurah take a stringent approach and say we rule that you can only daven until Shkia. The Aruch HaShulchan goes as far as says that those who daven past Shkia are to be protested. They're doing something very wrong. The Mishnah Berurah only allows davening past Shkia in a time of great need. However, a great list of achreinim paskin, like the second approach, and you can daven even initially till tzeisek echavim. So rules the Eishel Avraham Butchach, so rules the Ramaram Shik, so rules the Ben Ish Chai. In the Sefer Rav Poalim, also mentioned Ben Ish Chai Vayakel Alocha 7, so mentions the Kaf Achaim, Shut Eretz Tzvi, the Minchas Alaza, and the Mukhe Orechaim, and many other achreinim. Bottom line is, different sects of Jewry follow different approaches. Most of the Litvish world follow the approach of the Aruch HaShulchan and Mishnah Berurah and are very particular to Daven Mincha before sunset, while the Chassidish Welt, the Chassidish world, especially those of Polish Jewry, Daven even initially until Tzeisek Echavim. And that's why you can find in many areas of the world even an initial minyan for Mincha after Shkia, as they follow this second approach. An interesting testimony is brought by the Munkach Rebbe in Numukei Orechaim and Minchas Alazar that he heard from the Shin of Rav. In the name of the Belzer Rav, who is known that Belz Davin's Mincha extremely late at the last moment before Tzeisek Echavim, and he said there's a spiritual reason behind this, and that is because Mincha has a great power of overturning and sweetening the judgment, the Gvuris, and banishing the Klipas, the evil forces and powers. Specifically towards nighttime, the evil powers strengthen. And therefore, he would specifically push off Mincha till the very last moment in order to get the greatest battle against those evil powers, which occur right by Tzeisek Echavim. So we see that Jewry is split regarding this matter, and in truth, each sect has upon whom to rely, as we already mentioned. What is the Chabad ruling? What is the ruling of the Alter Rebbe in this matter? So while unfortunately we do not have chapter 233 in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, the Alter Rebbe did voice his opinion very clearly in his Siddur regarding this issue, and he rules as a compromise of the opinion. The Alter Rebbe rules that initially one is to daven Mincha before Shkia, although those who are accustomed to daven even initially until Tzeisek Echavim are not to be protested. Furthermore, states the Alter Rebbe, in a time of need, such as in the short winter days which are upcoming, one may be lenient to daven Mincha after sunset, even initially up until nightfall, if it's necessary. The Alter Rebbe also gives a reason of why he is being lenient until Tzeisek Echavim in a time of need. He says it's a general rule by all rabbinical matters that in a time of need we treat Bein Hashmashes as if it's still daytime. And therefore, in a time of need, Mincha, which is only a rabbinical obligation, may be prayed until Tzeisek Echavim. So to summarize the final ruling, whether one may daven Mincha until Tzeisek Echavim past sunset, it's a dispute amongst Paiskim. Some are accustomed like one opinion, some are accustomed like another opinion. Everyone has upon whom to rely and are not to be protested. The Chabad ruling is, initially daven before sunset in a time of need, especially in winter months, you can daven until Tzeisek Echavim, and plus, do not protest anyone who doesn't follow this ruling, and even initially, davens until Tzeisek Echavim. Regarding the question of what's better to do, daven with a minyan after sunset or daven in private before sunset, this happens often in shtibluch and the like. If a person comes late, the Mishnah Berurah and other paiskim rule that it's better to daven before sunset without a minyan than to daven with a minyan after sunset. This, of course, is going according to his approach, that is the main opinion, that you can only daven till sunset. However, many other Paiskim argue on this and say it's better to daven Mincha with a minyan after Shkia than to daven in private beforehand. And seemingly, this could be considered under the ruling of the Alter Rebbe. In a time of need, one may daven till Tzeisek Echavim. Perhaps the need to daven with a minyan is also considered a time of need, although this is not absolutely clear from the Alter Rebbe.